The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Row 6-1360, and of course, toll free 888-455-1360. All right, before we get into the heavy lifting of the day, let me share with you something fun that happened to me over the weekend. I got, for whatever reason, I don't know why I did this, but I ordered some piece of equipment for my television setup that allows me to have wireless access to the TV signal, which means... Look, there's not 100 of us in the house, okay? I've got a small family. And for some reason, I'm not real sure why I did this. I ordered this modem, this wireless modem that hooks up to the satellite receiver, and then it'll broadcast the television signal wirelessly throughout the house. So you can be watching one thing on the TV in the living room. Somebody else could be watching something totally different in another room. And then if you have a wireless device like a smartphone or an iPad, you can watch TV, another channel. It's like we could have like all these televisions going. Why? I don't know. Don't ask me why. Okay, I know why. I'm a gadget guy. Okay, I like gadgets. I like the technical toys and so forth. And so I decided that's what I wanted. And so I got it. And I knew it was a bad idea as soon as I'd finished ordering it and paying for it and so forth. The person on the other end said, okay, if you have any trouble connecting the device, call our hotline and they will be happy to assist you. I should have canceled it right there. I said, what? What? Trouble? No. You just plug this in here and you plug that in there. There's no trouble, right? Yeah, you don't know. No trouble. Hello? Of course, they'd gone by then. Oh, and then they send you a survey. Would you like to answer 7,300 questions about how we provided excellent customer service? No, I don't. So yesterday I decided, Packers are going to be playing pretty soon. Feeling manly, you know? I have a screwdriver in the kitchen junk drawer, so I have tools. I can do this. I know what I'm doing. No. Tried to hook it up according to the instructions, which, oddly enough, were written in English, but no, there was no real fight. No, I messed it up. So it's not working. I'm getting all kinds of error messages, so I decided to call customer service. And this is why I bring this up. I kid you not. The guy from customer service was like this, dude. Hey, so, dude, you're like totally having problems with your wireless modem, man? All right, no problem, dude. I can totally help you connect this up, man. I am not kidding you. I'm not making it up. The only thing was missing was the occasional water bong hit in the back. That's the only thing that was missing, and him calling for a pizza. And I started laughing while I'm on the phone trying to get everything hooked up. And, of course, I hooked it up all wrong. And he's telling me, you know, take this wire and this coax and you plug it in here and you plug it in there and you do this and you do that. And so I called him on my cell phone and I put it on speaker so that my wife could hear. Because I needed somebody to back me up that this was true. And I finally had to mute it because I started laughing and she started laughing. That's not what you want the customer service rep to hear while you're trying to plug in this stupid piece of equipment that I, for whatever reason, bought. So I just wanted to share that with you that we all at this time of year have interesting customer service calls. Sometimes it's, yeah, this is Peggy, when you call for your credit card balance or something wrong with, oh, God forbid that you had a problem at Target, which we can talk about that too if you want. But, you know, whether you're calling Target, whether you're calling your television, it doesn't matter. It's the customer service. And is it just me? Am I the only one that gets these kind of calls? or you know, gets this kind of representative, we fix it. And all done, when everything was all done, he's like, dude, and he kept calling me Mr. Seth, which I kind of got a chuckle out of. Mr. Seth, is there anything else that we can do to make your day awesome? I said, well, you could shovel my driveway. He's like, well, that's funny, dude. I'm in Florida. I'm like, okay. So anyway, there it is. That's the opening salvo. Just a little humor for you, a little of my experience, so that you and I can relate better, that you can understand me on a more intimate level as we get started doing the Jerry Bader program. All right, so subject issue number one is the flap over Duck Dynasty. Now, it has been well discussed. I think everybody knows exactly what happened. Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson gave an interview to GQ magazine. That issue alone has been well discussed. Why? Why was he giving an interview to GQ magazine? Is that really the group of people that are fans of the program? No. Are they going to expand their fan base by giving an interview to GQ magazine? No. So why? Well, I believe it's this. Robertson's a neat guy. He's a good guy. Somebody asked him, hey, can we sit down and have an interview with you and talk to you? Yeah, sure. What do you want to know? I think that's the end of it. I don't think there was a lot of thought put into it. I just think it was just a case somebody asked, and he said, yeah, okay, sure. Was it a great idea? Hindsight's always 20/20. Isn't that right, armchair quarterbacks? Hindsight's always 20/20. Was it a good idea? At this point, no. Was there anything wrong with the initial idea of doing the interview? No, that was fine. Nothing wrong with doing that. So we've talked about why he did it. We've talked about what he said. And here's my take on this, and we can discuss it more if you would like. The fact that A&E is now very seriously considering reversing their ban or their suspension of Phil Robertson. They are seriously, and I'm just telling you, and when they resume back in January, he'll be there. There's a lot of episodes that are already filmed with him in the show, already in the can, but they're going to resume filming with him. They're not going to cut him out. The A&E has heard the people. The issue of Cracker Barrel saying, oh, we're not going to sell their products and other retails. Oh, we're not going to sell their product. You and I complained loudly and clearly. And this is the thing that I wanted to say about the whole Duck Dynasty issue. We won. People that are overly sensitive, people that are looking for a fight, people that are looking for a reason to point the finger at Christians and say they are bigots, they are homophobes, they are racists, they are closed-minded, they lost. Those individuals who are just looking for a fight lost. They tried to start up and start a bunch of controversy that really wasn't there. You and I, however, stood up and said, now, wait a minute. This man is simply standing up for what he believes. He's not saying anything hateful. He's not saying anything ignorant. He's not saying anything bigoted. He's not being a homophobe. He is saying that he believes the word of God. And that's it. That's all he said. And the result is he's going to be back on the show, and the retailers have rethought dropping him as a sponsor, or being a sponsor of his program. We won. That's the main comment. Now, I've got a comment here over the weekend from Juan Williams on Fox News, which exemplifies what I was just saying. The critics not getting it. But in his comments, he also made a good point. So we'll get to that in just a second. First, let's jump on the phones. Doug, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind? What can we do for you?
Hey, Seth, Merry Christmas. And before I give my comment on the Duck Dynasty, I just want to thank you for your Five on Friday advice. I think that was you.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, that, $5 Friday.
Yeah, $5 Friday. That was it. I've been doing that whenever there's charity buckets or whatever, and I feel pretty good about it.
But, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, keep it up.
It was a good idea. I mean, usually it's a dollar. I moved it up to $5, and I don't feel the pain.
Yeah.
But on the Duck Dynasty thing, I just want to say that isn't it interesting that in a 24-hour period, more people came to support Phil Robertson than have signed up for Obamacare in the last 3 months?
Well, people know a good thing when they see it, and they know crap when they see it.
Right.
And we're going to talk about Obamacare too. Today's the deadline. You got it. Have you signed up? Are you signed up? Did you sign up for Obamacare? No. Hopefully, you don't have to. But it is interesting that the support for the whole Duck Dynasty issue was just monumental. And what that says is, you and I have a voice that people listen to. When you start hearing the left and the naysayers going, oh, well, it doesn't matter what you think. You're a minority. Your thoughts are unimportant. No, they're not. We are not the minority. Those of us who stand up for what is right are the majority. We just have to be a little bit more vocal about it. All right, Joe from Nina, what's on your mind? What can we do for you?
Well, I wish maybe Reed Ribble and Senator Johnson would listen to us as well as A&E.
Okay, and specifically, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is we can get results, you know, with everybody but our congresspeople and our senators.
Well, then what do you think we ought to do about that?
I think we ought to vote them out of office and put somebody else in.
See, I don't disagree with you. If you have a situation where an individual that you voted for is not representing you the way you have asked them to, then we have the responsibility to vote them out of office. While they're in office, and this is something I learned from an interview a long, long time ago, our responsibility as citizens doesn't end with casting the vote. It maintains throughout that representative's time in office. We make sure that they do what they said they're going to do, vote the way they said they're going to vote, and we have to push for them to understand and to hear us. Phone calls, emails, letters, the whole nine yards. All right, let's take our first break of the morning. Otherwise, I'm going to mess up the producer really bad and just run way, way late. Nobody wants that. Take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about what did Juan Williams say about the Duck Dynasty issue on Fox News. This is the Jerry Bader Program, 888-455-1360. Back in a couple.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.